the lesson. Rav Blackman, please.
The more we learn about building the kli, how to collect the shattered parts of Adam HaRishon, to unify them to a single soul, and accordingly be closer and closer as in an increasing connection to the form of the Creator that appears in both quality and quantity within us, to the extent that we can unify all the our shattered pieces, then we recognize this is the actual work and there's nothing else. The upper light is indeed in complete rest. The whole problem is in the vessels, and we only need the vessels, and these vessels are not in anyone besides the integration between us, and the kli is the formation of the kli is in trying to connect all of the pieces between us in a way that will be as close as possible to the shape of the Creator. So our work is all about connection between us, and the result of this action of connection with the prayer and with the Creator's help and him doing all these actions, the result is that we begin to see in our own eyes how by that all of the broken pieces are established between us. This is called the revival of the dead, how they all arise and come to a single body, and they come together to organs and parts and qualities that are spiritual. And it all happens only through the hitkalelut, the integration between us, that we are doing that. And this is how we assemble the image of the Creator, the qualities of the Creator, as it says, "You have made me." And then we further and further realize that there's no quality in anyone, no desire, no intention that we can use as something good, correct, usable, understandable. Meaning we can't use any thought, desire, quality in anyone, because in none of us there is something complete. It's all broken. We are all results from a complete and final shattering. The Creator made it so that only through connection and integration between us. As we discussed yesterday, what's the difference between connection and integration? That integration is a deeper, more inner connection between us. And only through this inner hitkalelut between us, we can find vessels that are ready for correction. That if we try to connect ourselves with all our qualities, thoughts, desires, through integration, and we see that we cannot achieve that, then we discover that only the Creator in connection with us, in participation with us, that he becomes as our partner, then he will do this work. We bring the vessels. We want them to come together, and we can't. And then we need him. Then we truly need him, and we don't just cry about it in advance. As it says, the Creator shall finish the job for me. Meaning, after the efforts we make, we discover where our work, where his work is, and this work of Itkalelut is not something we can do on our own. Only he can do it. And then we feel the deficiency, the lack for him. And then we turn to him and he unifies our shattered pieces according to the quality and quantity and shape and quality, qualities and properties, as much as they seem unwilling, not prepared, but the Creator works from the final correction. And so he guides us and directs us towards unity through integration, and we thus become one Kli, and accordingly he becomes revealed, both as the operator who's doing that work of unity, and also showing us the essence of this unity, which is he himself. And that's how we advance towards the final correction. So, don't be ashamed or sorry for not having any correct quality. And even though, and even for not having any broken quality. Because even the broken qualities, we need to collect them from our connection, where we realize that we can't connect anyone to anyone, all the more so to include everyone in everyone. It is all the work of the Creator. Connecting the pieces to a single Kli, that's the work of the Creator. And our work here is to be as the Mun, to be needy of that, to demand it, to ask for it, to pray for it, to pray for him to do this work. And in these states, in these actions where we shape the right desire on our part and we anticipate his work, we pray to him, that's our partnership. That's the peak of our partnership, where we recognize that only the Creator can unify us. And therefore, all our integration that we do, even though we can say we will certainly not reach him, but we have the lack for integration, that's what we attain, and with it we turn to the Creator, and he needs nothing more than that, just the lack for integration, to become as one, so as to reveal him as the single force that works between us, that works to integrate us. And that's our work, that's our prayer, and that's the final state. And that's the final state. And so, how the fact that each one comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah and starts with the 10 and doesn't discover the right qualities or the exact place to work, he can't detect it. It's all true. It's all true. And it's the same with everyone. Rather, we only have to search for the opportunity to be in this integration between us, and the Creator will make this integration happen. We don't actually understand the shape of this integration, but we try to do all the work of preparation, and the Creator will finish for me. We will then receive from Him a complete kli, so that the light that needs to dress into that kli will then do the correction. As it is said, I'm first and I'm last. It is all done by the Creator. We have to try to take the same part that we have to do, which is to reveal the deficiency and ask like a little child and cry and demand. And all is done by the Creator. The Creator will finish it for me. This is essentially the process that we will discuss today a little bit, but basically, more or less, we discussed it quite enough. All the rest we have to attain emotionally, concretely, from our efforts. And let's hope we will be ready for the convention to bring such shapes of integration between us that we will actually feel the need to reveal the Creator between us. That He needs to flow through our connections in a way that He fulfills us, fulfills the kli in both levels of correction and fulfillment. And this way we will...
Excuse dear Rav. Now before the lesson I also had a complete inability to do any spiritual actions whatsoever of connection. But at that moment you understand that you have to invest more efforts and maybe I'll succeed in concentrating somehow in a better way. Meaning the request for the Creator to complement, to complete what's missing in the right way. Meaning it's not enough on your behalf.
We need to do all the actions that we think we need to do. I'm just saying in advance that by these actions that we are asking, demanding, doing together, we just have to see that all our work gradually comes to such a design that all that is required of us is the request. Just like with children. They too try to do something perhaps, but we recognize that ultimately we need to show them the right way to do things, to do their little tiny actions, and all they do, all they work on, is to discover that they're incapable and then come to us and ask. We want them to ask, because when children ask, they already bring us a lack, a deficiency, that for actions that we need to do. And the more the deficiency of a child towards a father will be correct, the child himself shows the father, I want you to connect this and that and do this with that because I'm lacking this and that. So with this deficiency, we work. And the Creator needs this deficiency. He can't correct the kli without it. Because otherwise, the kli will lack our effort, our recognition of evil. And then the kli will not be whole. Which is 125 times greater, or 620 times greater in the intensity of connection. If we don't join in the cry and the prayer to see that everything is given from above besides this deficiency for correction that needs to come from us, from below, which is called man. This is the work. This is the true work. We're talking about the Creator and the created being beginning to connect in a way that they truly support each other and complement each other, and then they are considered partners.
Like with the example of the child looks at you and you look at him, and here you're sitting in this empty room crying.
If the kid sees, it doesn't mean that he understands. It's not more than that. Our address to the Creator through the friends ultimately comes to the state where we further and further discover how our demands are aimed correctly and established correctly by Man, Mei Nukvin. And the child that starts his life, he cries and he doesn't know who he's crying for, he doesn't understand what he's crying for, and so pay attention where the baby begins from. It's all results from spirituality, what we have in corporeality. There's nothing that's detached in corporeality from spirituality. And so look at the state of a newborn baby and its actions and how they're similar to the actions that we need to do.
Dear Rob, thank you. Our friend is asking, how do we overcome this desperation between us? How can we cry so that we come to Hitkalalut condition?
אנחנו צריכים לראות את הייאוש, זה ייאוש מכוחותינו.
We need to see the despair as despair from our own strength, that we thought that we ourselves can reveal the need for connection, the place where connection needs to happen, and connect these vessels on our own, and even fulfill them with the upper light, so that all our work is not a request that the Creator will do each and every action in each and every step, but rather that we make the correction, and by that we attain the Creator. And the Creator is like a passive force that needs to appear, but we are actually doing the analysis and connections and completions and searching for what to connect and how, in what way. We are actually doing the actions of correction, but it's not that way. We actually have to discover in each and every step that it is the work of the Creator, and we are only asking. And raising man is our whole work. And so overcoming is to overcome in raising man and request, and to position ourselves correctly as the parts that are willing that the Creator will do with us whatever He thinks and wants to do. And we are just willing for that to happen. And we are as clay in the hands of the potter. And whatever He does is what He does. That's basically our work. That we have no way to overcome on our own. We can't do anything correct on our own. Only the devotion that the Upper One will do with me what He understands and what He thinks is needed for correction, and I, as much as I can, I just have to prepare myself for these things in advance by the friends, by the group, that as that we are more and more willing to be as clay in the hands of the Maker. And this is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's not passive work where we do nothing and wait for actions to happen from above. We are working on finding how broken we are, how much we want to discover the deficiencies, the true man, and that is great work. That's a lot of work. I would say this, that the Creator who does the action, then by the force of light, by the force of connection, he does that. However, we have a lot of work. We have a lot of work to do. It's not sitting idly. No. On the contrary. We're going to have to examine and correct our state here, that we are willing to connect, we are willing to try to connect, and see how incapable we are. And then, like a little child, that it doesn't work out for him. He wants to put to put his Lego together or something, and he cries to his father to do it. So we can't come to daddy right away and ask him to do it. It's not going to help. We have to recognize that the glue between those pieces that we want to, those bricks we want to put together to build a house, let's say, the glue is our own lack. It's our tears. It's our pain and torments we go through. That's what we come with. And we just cry and ask because it's not connecting. Or it's connecting, but it falls apart right away. So what's going on? What are we lacking? And what we're lacking in our cry is the upper force. So that the man on our part and mud on his part become such a force that glues all of the broken pieces together, puts them in together in the true eternal shape. And there we find our adhesion in the Creator. More work for us.
And my question exactly is about the preparation now. We're trying to create between us in the ten the form of the Creator. We talked between us. We made a summary that the Creator is love and bestowal. We raise the importance of the Creator. We do exercises relative to the Rabash articles. We write a common prayer. We think that it's a common prayer. We try to see it as a common prayer, but at what moment eventually is the correct man born in the ten?
It's not that we are working and working and working and then we kind of give birth to the man. We always shape the man from different states we go through. And surely, shaping the right man requires a lot of efforts and mistakes that we make and such deficiencies that are not the right deficiencies. Well, like babies, we have to learn how these things happen to them because it's really the same kind of actions and same kind of states that happen between us and the Creator. So you can't say that man is something 100% there, 100% prepared, coming from us to the Creator. It's mutual work between us and Him in a way that, just like we are with babies, We teach them even how to cry, how to ask, how to show us things, how they need to understand what they want, and that we can understand what they want from us, and so on. So it is mutual work from the moment that we accept this work until we reach the final correction, where the connection between us is already clear and complete, and we hold on to it from beginning to end.
In the beginning, you told us that Hit Kali Lut is a more, let's say, more deeper, more inner form of connection. Which is, how can we understand or feel, let's say, what do you mean with this more inner, more deeper form of connection between us? And what does that mean for our requests? You can ask, let's say, for connection. You can ask, let's say, for Hit Kali Lut. So where is this deeper form, this deeper feeling? Can you explain this, please?
I don't know how to explain this in our words. Let's say, what is it similar to? When I want your desire to appear in me, and I will work according to your desire. And on my part, I'll understand that realizing my desire is only possible by you taking my desire and fulfilling it. And this will lead us to the right connection and to the connection between everyone, that what I will have in ultimately is qualities, forces, intentions, deficiencies from all of the broken Kli of Adam HaRishon, and I will feel it, and I'll be able to use this integration of all of the individual souls in me to raise them through my deficiency to the Creator. And the same for each and every one. I'm still not really finding the words here, but think about it. That no one corrects himself, but only the others. So what am I doing? I turn to the Creator for the others. And in this way, when I do these actions in order to bestow contentment to Him, and in order to bring correction to the others, I am a conduit in between, and I don't see anything in me besides turning to the Creator, let's say in the lower part of my patsu for my request, and I am included with others in my lower part of the Pasuf. And in between there's a cut, there's an incision. And that's where the middle third of Tiferet is, which is a special place which is me. Which is the area that doesn't belong to the created beings or the Creator, but to me. And this part, the middle third of Tiferet, I dedicate it only to being the connector between the two. And that's exactly where I see myself. That there is nothing in me besides connecting the Creator to the created beings. And this is what each and every one becomes. We'll talk about it. This is also what Baal HaSulam explains in Tess. Yeah. And probably won't end with him. And this is how it is with each and every one, because we're talking about the shape of creation as some sort of a circle. There's no first and no last. It's just the actions of the Creator that we refer to as first and last. And there's nothing in this creation that is someone who is higher and lower. It's only during the phases of correction that there are tens and heads of tens and a group called Israel and the conduit to the whole of humanity and so on. But it's only in the process of correction. Everything ends as a complete, perfect sphere, where each and everyone is completely and totally equal to everyone else. And all the differences are only in the order of correction, which results from the shattering. The moment that we correct the broken vessels more and more, then through the integration, as we learn, through the Hitkalelut, they become more and more whole. And there are no great differences in them. And only the Creator rules over all of creation, as it says, I'm first and I'm last. And they all together become as one. Each one includes everyone else. And this future shape should also determine our present correct attitude to each other and to everyone. And this is how we should certainly see reality, that there is no one higher or lower in no way, in no quality, and the little one will be the great one. And so in the end of correction, it all becomes a unity where all the differences.
What does it mean to position oneself as the relationship between the created beings and the Creator? How's that done?
That is one of the states that we are required to be in, each and every one. But the moment that I detect such a desire in me to be the connector, the adapter between the Creator and the created beings, then how I do it is in the ten, in my ten. And so there I have to make it happen. And so if I try to build the ten and dissemination on behalf of the ten towards all the people of the world, all of humanity, if I try to do that, to be this way, then that essentially is the right implementation of my whole correction. I want to connect to the Creator. For that, I have to be connected to the Ten. The Ten, in order to realize itself, must be connected to all the other Tens as well, more or less with all the other Tens. We then go out to disseminate externally to all of humanity, meaning according to their deficiency. That's what external dissemination means. To the extent that we can, as much as we can, we reveal to them the plan of creation, the purpose of creation, and make sure that we're not going into conflicts here with all kinds of methods and religions and belief systems that they already have, but more focus and emphasize connection and less the wisdom of Kabbalah and advance this way. This is called.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировой клин. Вчера вы сказали интересную такую вещь. Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. You said something interesting yesterday, that we are integrating in the Creator. The question is, turns out that we turn to the Creator before we get to the Ten?
We're always connected to the Creator. The question is, when do we turn to Him? If it is not consciously, then it's like a baby that's connected to his mother with his navel, with his umbilical cord, and connected in such ways that he's unconsciously connected that way. And maybe later, even though he knows that she's called Mommy, and he cries out, Mommy, Mommy. And that's how he turns to her. Meaning it all depends on our connection with the Creator, whether it is a connection that is done on behalf of nature, from the upper force, the Creator, then we have no matter there, meaning we here are not renewing this connection. It exists nevertheless, because it's the source of life, or that we ourselves want to create a connection on our behalf, which is called by raising man, where we want to ask Mommy from Bina special care for us, as we want to grow and resemble, be like the upper, and to receive from Mommy the qualities of bestowal, because Bina is bestowal. That is how... Well, what was the question?
If we create this connection with the Creator, then at first, what do we have? A thought to find the Creator? What is it?
We need to arrange a connection between us and the Ten, and only from that connection of ours between us, to that extent, we can be connected to the Creator. Meanwhile, when there isn't quite a much of a connection between us, or even a need for connection between us, then we turn to Him, but it's all at the expense of the upper. And as we will come to our connection between us in the Ten, then by that we will have the possibility to truly raise man, as it's a result of the connection or lack of connection between us, and then we raise that to Him. That is already the true man, and from there the true corrections begin. We are still on the way there.
The prayer, before prayer, I ask for the friend to open his heart and from his heart to raise a prayer. How do you ask about the general prayer?
Why don't you pray for your heart to open up and for you to feel the heart of the friend? That's what you need to ask for. And all of a sudden you will discover that your heart will open up. You'll discover that everyone is already in it. And they're waiting for you until you open their hearts.
Maktu.
See it there. But actually, our advancement today is more subject matter advancement, emotional advancement, where we're working on our hearts and not on the paper. To draw a desire on a piece of paper, on one hand, it's very convenient and good and very visually easy. Because I'm writing above, down, and I'm drawing it. This is above, and this is below. You see that's above, and that's below. But go depict that in the inner feeling, in the soul, that's up above, and that's below. That's different. And here we need to depict it in an emotional way. This is why to write concretely something small in order to later work on it in your heart, then the diagram's fine. But later we have to transfer it to the heart. Otherwise, it will remain external and you won't advance. That's a problem with all the people who have an intellect and they want to study tests in their intellect. They want to study the wisdom of Kabbalah with their intelligence. That's how they think that they understand. But the correction does not come from understanding. The correction is in arranging the relations between the desires, the qualities.
California.
Rav, please say, what is correct to do in the work to maintain our connection?
After we read about this, hundreds of verses and articles, you're asking what's correct to do in the work? What's correct to do in the work? Come close to the Creator through the friends. That's it. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav.
Rav, מה חסר לנו בעשיריות?
Yeah, Rav, what are we lacking in the 10 in bringing the method of connection that we learn to an emotional form?
We miss feeling, meaning desires that will participate in this. Less intellect, more feeling. Where everything will be clarified in thought, in the thought that operates the desires, and that way we will advance. We need to continue, to simply continue more and more what we go through in the lesson every day. So simply every day, repeat this lesson that we have today even two more times. And then it won't just enter the mind, but also inside the feelings. In the heart, it will settle on the heart.
Is there something we can do out of the 10 if we hear the lesson again, this will open our heart?
Yes, that's for sure. As it's written, there's nothing that, there's a big difference between what happens to the matter when it goes through it 100 times.
Hello, Rav, following that exactly, how should the 10 respond correctly to a state where you feel there's no emotion, there's a viut in the entire 10? How did you work correctly in the 10?
In connection between them, even formal connection. Connection through the mind until the feeling comes. That's how a 10 needs to act.
No. Can I keep going?
Well,
actually, in the formal structure, we have everything we need to have. Everything, everyone's there, everyone's talking about the lesson. But it feels like there's no more words to use, there's this heaviness, no, not so much smiling, and...
That's considered that the source has been dried up.
Again?
That's what it's called. It's called... that the source has been dried up, meaning that the study is dry. You don't put into the words feelings.
This is the problem. How do you respond to this correctly in the 10? You also see that the individual response doesn't work. It needs to be a global response, collective response.
There's no 10. There's no 10. No one is demanding from himself to feel that he's missing the 10. Meaning he is still learning in the form of intellectually about the correction of the world. But not in an emotional way, feeling that he's missing within something to correct.
So how do you find this correctly, this common lack? Again, how do we respond to this? Same question.
We start at last to relate correctly to what Rabash is writing. to go over his articles and to try from each and every article to take something out of it so that the heart will feel that it received something. It's written, write it on the tablets of your heart. And advance that way. I won't reveal any new word to you that you didn't hear before. You don't just need to put it on your heart, but to make sure that it will enter into the heart.
No.
As long as you don't discover that all your friends are more important for advancement than yourself, it won't happen. They're standing between you and the Creator. And you can't jump above them in order to reach the Creator. You must connect with them to be as much as you and them are one. To that extent, you will see the Creator before you. That is considered that you're taking the friend as a friend, as a connector.
Rav, in the 10, we continue to read the Rav Asher articles, and you answered a big part of the question right now, but still, there are many points for spiritual work in what we read. We do this personally in our 10 and not as the whole kli is doing, working on these points together. And it's not always the same work we talk about in the lesson. There are different nuances in every article of Rav Asher. So how much should we be drawn to implement what we read in the articles and what we go through in the lesson?
I can't say to what extent yes and what extent no, but try altogether to come closer to the friends and through them to the Creator. Or to the contrary, to say come closer to the Creator through the friends. That I need to measure. That is the main tendency I need to have constantly. And as much as I realize this, the verses and go over these points, that's hard to count.
Опять же, если я правильно понял из того, что вы говорили в начале урока, что если во мне...
If I can continue the question, if I understood correctly what you said in the beginning of the lesson, if I have a desire appears in me and I can't realize it, I have to do it in a way, I have to make it so that my desire will appear in the friends, and only then I can raise man, which is essentially the friend's desire towards the Creator. Is that correct?
You don't have the correct desire unless when you come to the desire to raise the friends and correct them, then in such a way, when you support them and help them be corrected, you're correcting yourself, actually. And this correction is called to correct in order to bestow. As by you having friends and you're seemingly correcting them, you're actually correcting yourself. And this helps you. The friends help you see that it's them that you're correcting and not yourself. And then in this manner, you are protected from dealing with your ego.
How to make it so that my desire for my correction will appear in my friends?
You don't worry that your specific desire will be revealed in the friends. You just be concerned with your desire becoming incorporated, integrated from all the friends. as you have no desire of your own, but that which the friends want, for that to become your desire.
No. Mila shelcha
hi lo tova. Your word is no good. I need to be a result of the society.
What does it mean to feel or to demand through the friends? How do I make the demand through the friends? That's the question. Thank you.
Through the friends, you demand means that you're receiving their lacks. You're incorporated in their lacks, and you turn to the Creator for Him to correct and fill their lacks that way. That's called raising man.
Makfri.
Мировой кли. Вот как быть, если с одной стороны есть потребность раскрыть сердце, с другой стороны страх, что...
What do you do if on the one hand there's a demand to open the heart, on the other hand there's a fear that you won't be understood?
Wait, who are you opening the heart to? Who are you opening the heart to that you are afraid that will be... They'll make fun of you. You don't need to open the heart up to the whole world. You just need to open your heart to the Creator. To receive from the friends their lacks, to incorporate with them, to give them that feeling of confidence as much as possible. But actually, the heart you open up only to the Creator. Slowly, slowly, you're coming closer, incorporating, and then you start to feel that you have a common heart. That's for the time being, you have these questions that are a result of the confusion, which is not quite clarified yet. It's mostly not clarified emotionally. So yeah, go to 16.
So item 16, each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness, and infuse energy into the society. Thus each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing, and he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Just like we talked about in the beginning of the lesson, one should not be sorry that he has certain qualities or forces, the intellect, as it appears to me like I should have. Whatever I need, I will receive from the society. From the fact that I try to be connected with them, I will receive all those qualities and discernments and everything that I have. It might not be suitable to connect with others, to one soul. And all that I need in order to connect to everyone and to become one soul, I will receive. Therefore, no one should be sorry that I'm lacking certain qualities and others do have them, and I don't yet, and maybe I don't have them at all, and maybe I'm suitable or not. I need to come closer to the society according to what Rabash writes to us, incorporate in the ten, and then with those efforts of being integrated with them, I will receive the mind and the feeling and the new spiritual qualities in order to be an integral part of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. There is nothing to be sorrowful about. That's how it is. Hence, no one should be worried about not having enough mindfulness or not intelligent enough. I'm not fast. I'm not wise. You will receive exactly what you need. This is not in our lifetime. This stems from the root you have in the general soul. Thank you, Rav.
Again, it doesn't work out for me about the envy. Envy in our world, as we learned a couple of days ago in the lesson, I understood that we connect, that we don't acquire qualities of the friends that seem to us as great. We just adhere to them. We adhere to them. And now also we said that we get forces and qualities of the friends. What does that mean? This envy.
To the extent that you want to be connected to your friends in the ten and compliment them with all kinds of activities of connection, to that extent, you will receive not from them, but from above, from the upper light, which comes, you know, according to your efforts to connect. So the upper light will come to you and build in you all the qualities that you need in order to come to the correction of the soul. That's it. So don't worry. If you're doing the right efforts to be connected to the friends in order to be as one in the ten, as Rabash writes, by this you will receive everything you need. And don't chase anything personal other than the general connection in the ten. I would like to add one more thing. In none of us, there isn't what's required in order to achieve adhesion with the society and adhesion with the Creator. No one has it. None. In all those things, we are opposite in the breaking of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. Only by exerting to connect, we begin to receive the qualities and discernments and feelings from above, from the upper light. So the efforts should be in the connection between us, in the incorporation between us in the group, and on top of these efforts to be incorporated, included in the group, we receive from above what each one needs. 17
from Likutei Halachot. It is impossible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot except through the Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Therefore, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is mainly through the intensification of the desire, should be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. It follows that precisely through the Arvut, when all are regarded as one, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, there is no disparity of desire between them, and they are all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity.
Croatia.
Oh, we haven't read 18. Okay.
The Ramak says, in 18, Israel are responsible for one another, since in each one there is truly a part of his friend. When one sins, he blemishes himself and blemishes the part that his friend has in him. It follows that as far as that part goes, his friend is responsible for him. Therefore, they are related to each other. For this reason, one should desire one's friend's benefit and look favorably upon one's friend's benefit. His honor should be as dear to him as his own, for he is truly him. This is why we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. One should want one's friend's purity and not speak badly of him whatsoever, just as the Creator does not wish for error, defamation or affliction or corruption. It should pain him just as though he were in the same affliction or the same joy. I have a friend, and now he's sitting here in the lesson. I feel his desires, the intentions, they show them to me. And we connected together, but how am I included, how am I incorporated in the upper desire?
Perhaps the upper one hasn't been revealed to you. So you have to understand that the upper one is only a result of the connection between you. You can't see the Creator, but it's rather come and see. Boe, boe. If you haven't come to a state of bo, come, then you have no re, see. So, you have to somehow depict it, imagine it to yourselves.
How is the best way to depict it to myself? When we connect those desires, and then what happens?
You have to attain the same root for all of you. So in the connection between you, the more you connect, you will begin to attain it. Owen, 19, right? 19,
from Pri Etz Chaim. One should speak in plural, we sinned, etc., and not I sinned. The reason is that all of Israel are one body, and each one in Israel is one particular organ. This is the mutual responsibility when one person is responsible for his friend should he sin. Therefore, although he does not have that iniquity, he should still confess it, since once he has made him his friend, it is as though he had committed it. This is why it is said in plural form. Even if one confesses at home alone, he should say that his sin is regarded as though I and he had committed it together, because of the mutual responsibility of the souls.
So, all in all, we have to come to a state where we have no demand from anyone. Much less from the nations of the world. They should come to connection, to incorporation, to avut, to mutual responsibilities. These demands exist with respect to us, from those who have a desire to the Creator, those who are called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator. But the general public, We can't have any demand from them. We only need to awaken in them some form of inclination toward us, so we would take deficiencies and desires from them, what is called man, and we'll raise them together with us, with our prayers to the Creator. And through our work, through the connection to us, to the Creator, they too will receive an incorporation. And as a result, the Creator will be revealed to them. This is why it's written, I dwell among my own people. The Creator is revealed in those vessels, in the vessels of reception, very heavy vessels, big ones. They don't seem that way to us right now because it hasn't time, that the time for them to be revealed hasn't come. But in them is the big coarseness, and the greatness of the Creator is revealed in them, in the connection of Golgotha and I.
Последний вопрос, я прошу прощения. Вот меня я не могу понять, где у творения рождается вот.
Sorry, это... last question. I can't understand where does the created being engender the ability to love or bestow upon the Creator? It's opposite, and then it can do something to, for the Creator.
When Malchut connects to the first nine, and in those qualities, when she connects in those first nine, she starts feeling that she receives the pleasure by wanting to bestow the pleasure. If I'm not in a group, I cannot reveal that they are bestowing to me. And then I don't have any impulse to bestow back to them. But everything is built upon the feeling of receiving. And the feeling of receiving has to be in the tent.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Рав, до ощущения Творца, какой силой человек...
Рав, before we feel the Creator,
останавливает свое желание получать.
By what force does one stop one's will to receive?
He can't stop himself because there aren't real pleasures before him. Spiritual pleasures don't come to him. Corporeal pleasures, so he takes them, but gradually he loses appreciation to them, that great appreciation. But more and more, by participating in the ten, he feels as much as he's receiving, and from the shame and the connection with them, all in all, he somehow can stabilize himself. So you go back to it a few times and listen.
Is there a connection to the ten that the light doesn't clothe in them? Is there a reason for it?
Of course, we need to get a strengthening in each ten from every ten itself in order to respond correctly upon the upper light.
What does that mean?
Towards spirituality, first of all, we need to be connected, because the vessel of Malchut is a result of all the previous qualities. That's why we need to be connected between us in order for us to know how to connect correctly to the Creator, to the upper light. If we connect between us, and before us, we feel that there's some kind of actions that work on us. Bad comes, good comes, this comes, that comes, but we constantly want to be together and to respond, to protect ourselves, to connect to everything coming to us. Then we are already caught in that. To that extent, we're caught at 10. Now, we need to understand, what should we do? Meaning, everything that's revealed to us from the Creator, we first of all restrict. After the restriction, we put a screen. We calculate, how should we work? with this pleasure above the rejection. And then by this we start relating to the Creator. And so on and so on, as it's written in the book.
When you talk about restriction, do you mean annulment before the group?
Obviously annulment towards the group. Annulment isn't towards the group, but towards the pleasures that come. The restriction.
Thank you.
I'm happy you understood. Tel Aviv 3.
Shalom.
Hello. How do we obtain the shield so as not to fall into the will to receive?
Only by mutual rejection towards the pleasures that come to us and a mutual connection between us, that we will help one another how we can receive what comes to us in life, that it all comes from the Creator, none else besides Him. Everything is the good that does good. We need to reject everything that comes to us. We need to calculate why it's coming, who it's coming from, and so on, and how to respond to it together. Even 1 gram that we will try to receive in order to bestow, meaning to receive it together, that already brings us a feeling of the Creator, that in Him we're connected and something comes from Him. The concealment in something disappears and we feel the source of our filling, who we're dealing with. We are entering this. Don't worry, it won't run away. We just have to relate to all these possibilities seriously. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, what should we do to calm these spiritual tastes?
Only connection between us and the ten, to feel that we're before the Creator, to depict that He's giving us, organizing us, teaching us, and wanting to fill us, and how we, and according to that, should respond. And whether we understand or not, we always have to turn to Him. Constantly turn to Him. It doesn't matter what I feel, whether it's right or not, understand or don't, I, along with the friends, have to turn to Him. Once we start turning to Him together, we will try feeling, what are we getting back? Until we're going to have a conversation, me to my beloved and my beloved for me, as we say. And then we'll start advancing. We are already starting to reach spiritual discernments that they're not really spiritual yet, but by this we're starting to build our infrastructure for an interconnection with the Creator. It's good states that we're going through with you, and look, as much as we hasten, I thought at least 6 months from now we're going to start talking about this. Maybe towards the summer. And we see, no, there's something in us and outside of us that is pushing us ahead to implement more advanced things practically in the connection between us, through the connection between us and the Creator. And afterwards, except for that, to the world, Kli?
L'inoshut.
To humanity.
No.
Rav, תגיד בבקשה, מה עוזר...
Tell me, please, What helps the created being scrutinize with which desire it can work with the creator and with which desire it can't? Who scrutinizes it?
The created being scrutinizes it. Sorry.
Anivra mivarer et ze.
The created being scrutinizes this.
Mitoch ha'asheriya.
Within the ten, from all relating to what they receive from the Creator, they need to discuss it, speak about it, man will help his friend, and in such a way, each and every one, and all of us together, reach the structure, the correct infrastructure of the software which in they connect to the Creator. It's like writing a manual inside themselves in their mutual heart, their mutual desire. They write it down as a manual. That's called carve it on your heart. And in such a way they start advancing. And each one sees how he advances personally and generally in the tent. That there's a connection between one another and more and more. There's so many details here that you can't even speak about them, only feel them.
PT3.
Yeah, make your will as his will, so he will make his will as your will. Is this the order of the work in the mutual incorporation between my desire and the desire of the ten?
Well, you can say that, but usually we're speaking towards the Creator as much as you. For now, it's as much as you relate the ten to the Creator and see that in them there's a connection. You against that connection or through it, you work with the upper force. So it's right, but it's still before us.
So, how do we understand what we said in the beginning of the lesson about the incorporation, that I want the friend's desire to be revealed in me so I will implement it? And I understand that my desire, I understand that only if my friend takes it, then it can be realized. What comes first in his work? What should I focus on?
On everything you can. What's in your hands to take the friend's longings to the Creator and work with them to understand that it's the Creator organizing them in such a way, standing behind every friend, and that's what you acquire. Those are spiritual qualities that you acquire in such a way.
And what about the work of opening up to the friend so he will feel my desire? Shouldn't that worry me as well?
By you wanting to receive their desires for the Creator, to take them into you, by this you're giving a friend an example, and he is taking these examples from you and he works with them. That's man will help his friend.
I wanted to ask, what should I do with desires I'm not aware of, but happen in me? What do I do with them? Where is the work with them?
What? They're your desires, they awaken in you. The fact that you got them from something or not, that doesn't matter. Right now, it's your desires. So you, by this, got permission to work with them. Check how you can, by certain types of work with them, you can come close to society and through it to the Creator. The Creator should seem to us as a summary of my relationships with society. Otherwise, it's not the Creator, it's something, some hallucination, some suitcase wandering through space. The Creator concretely is the future form, corrected form of society in all the intensity of the vessel and light. That's how we have to see it, because there's no creator without a created being. We can't imagine some force that doesn't clothe in something. It's very important that we will try to locate him, expect to locate him in a corrected society, and except for that, not to imagine this force disconnected from clothing in society, ever. Well, who do we have in info today?